Okay, do we have Larry Pratt?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
All right. Sound like somebody finally connected us?
Yeah, we had some trouble because our board op got sick and had to leave and at the last minute call another board op, and it wasn't familiar with the configuration of my access, so he's just picking up and learning as he goes, although he's been a board op for a while. He's not familiar with my configuration.
That makes sense. That's fine. But yeah. We made it.
We did, yeah. We made it. I think you're going to see a bunch of wins this week with Donald Trump. I think Gorsuch has moved from committee, but there's a guarantee from the Democrats they're going to block his conversion, so they're going to do a nuclear option. I think he's going to have a positive meeting with Xi from China. I'm pretty sure that we're going to do what's called a geopolitical castration of Kim Jong-un, the crazy, obese North Korean maniac who said, "I nuke you." And I'm pretty sure that this week, after the good meeting in the golf course with Rand Paul, they're going to come together with a proper bill that will actually satisfy the conservative elements to gut the previous Obamacare and move forward with health care that actually can be affordable. So I think that's going to happen.
On the latter, which impacts gun owners a lot, they'd better just flat out kill Obamacare, period, stop, paragraph.
Oh, yeah, they have to. Yeah. Now, tell me how Obamacare affects gun owners. What's the story
It has no protections regarding doctors who, say, are asking kids, "Does Daddy have any guns in the house?"
Yeah, I know. Also, is this part of Obamacare? Why were the doctors being turned into white spitznats officers for the government? What was the story behind that?
Well, there's
was just a written edict from the Director of Health and Human Services, or is it something written into the bill? What was the basis of that? Because I've heard the story over and over again.
Doctors were being encouraged. There wasn't anything that said they had to do that. By the same token, and there's probably more compulsion, if they come up with a diagnosis of a psychiatric nature, such as PTSD, even though that has nothing to do with somebody being violent, harming self or others, they were using that as a predicate to say, "Hand your guns over."
Now, who recommended that? Was that in the bill, or was that Health and Human Services, which I think at the time...
That's been a problem since Bush with what we dubbed the Veterans Disarmament Act, which was where this kind of tragedy got started.
Did Bush put that through?
Yes, it was the kind of thing that his VA was doing. We were trying to stop it, and
why would Bush do that?
Because Bush is basically a socialist. He just has a Texas drawl and doesn't look nearly as threatening as an idiot like Obama.
I wouldn't say socialist. I would say a globalist. Because him and his family are drug lords.
They don't want
an armed public when they try to find the final solution and go to a cashless system where they can press alt delete and you can't buy or sell anything. They knew
socialists,
that an armed public...
drug lords, if they're in control of the government, it kind of comes out the same.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So that was the problem there, and Bush didn't have any difficulty at all disarming people that had no reason to be disarmed, didn't give a whit about a Second Amendment thingy, and other than that, he was great for gun owners.
Yeah, that's good. I think we are back live. I see our numbers are. I didn't hear our board op tell us, but I have a feeling that we're live, so... Let's continue. What are the issues that Gun Owners of America wants to do in the next, say, 6 months before the fall to make sure that you...
I think
we are live, right?
From the point of view the Second Amendment, we want to see Obamacare preferably just killed, because it's a snake that if you don't cut the head of it off, it's going to keep coming back at one time or another to bite. But at the moment, there are no protections in that either Obamacare or Ryan Care. No protections.
What do you think of Ryan Kerr? Because he hid the bill in a vault, didn't discuss it with the more solid elements within the party. Then when they started to get some more conservative pullout, the more moderate parts of the party pulled, so they were down to 100 votes from 200 and plus within 12 to 14 votes of getting it passed. So I think Ryan was 90% responsible for this mess. He's an idiot. Okay? And I think he did it on purpose. I think he did it on purpose to blow it up and paralyze the Trump agenda. That's my feeling.
Well, that may have been the case if it really were intended as anti-Trump, because he obviously was of no help to Trump, to put it mildly, when
right.
Trump was a candidate.
Right.
So there's probably no love lost there. But in
well,
the meantime,
more than that, we have to know that David Boren is directly related by blood to his wife Jan, who's a big Democrat. And his cousin is also, I think, a Democratic governor. So we have to understand that Ryan's behavior was unacceptable, and he should have known better than to do this. And at the very least, it should be done in behind the scenes, so that when you do negotiate with the more conservative elements in the Republican Party, and you do gut Obamacare, because you can't have death panels and let the insurance carriers write the bill and the big Medica write the bill and then wonder how you're going to save money, you got to be crazy. And they didn't deal with malpractice and the lobby of the malpractice attorneys. None of these real issues that would cut costs was
right.
actually dealt with in this bill. None.
And in addition to those objections, which I think all Americans should find very serious, there's the problem that gun owners of America have been talking about, that there's no restriction on finding out through asking inappropriate questions of children and families about the guns that daddy might have at the house.
Right.
It's not a medical question. That's beyond medical ethics and boundaries. And it ought to be something that is...
Well, I can't believe that the doctors even think this is an okay question to ask. I mean, do these medical doctors think that they're Spitznaz officers in Eastern Germany, white-coated Spitznaz? What the hell?
Happily, many don't, but some do. And then the other problem is, and there's more compulsion through the Obamacare, Ryan Care system, in reporting medical diagnoses. Let's take PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right.
That is not associated with violent behavior.
Right.
It's not associated with behavior that would harm that individual or anyone else.
Right.
And yet they're using that as a predicate to come and get the guns. And there have been a number of cases, but one of the more dramatic, happily it ended well, but you can't count on this having the same set of factors to resist in every case. There was a veteran in Idaho, and he had a PTSD diagnosis.
Right.
Following that, he was told that at the next morning at 9 o'clock, the VA guys were coming to pick up his guns. Well, he called his newly elected state rep. She called the county sheriff where the guy lived and called a bunch of her folks. This was like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
By 9 o'clock, when the VA might have been there, word gets through to the VA that there's a committee of sorts waiting to greet you, including this state legislator, the county sheriff, and about 100 other people. They never came for his guns. But what if somebody didn't have access to elected officials of that sort?
Well, they're we know that there's at least over 280,000 veterans have already lost their gun rights because their
right.
wife does their bills. They've been given a temporary diagnosis of depression post working, say, 3 or 4 tours of duty. They've been given a diagnosis of PTSD, which is in some cases temporary, but certainly not going to indicate you're a violent criminal. And
exactly.
many of these people aren't even allowed to buy ammo, let alone carry even in their own guns that they brought back from the war theater. And again, remember, to me, this is the most insane thing. And I'll tell you what the reason is, and this is real basic. They don't want veterans that know how to do combat to train young guys in 6 weeks how to become a civilian militia if America breaks down. And they
exactly.
don't want, the government doesn't want to have a civilian militia with 23 million armed veterans training 94 million armed Americans how to resist a government that starts to do tyrannical things that are absolutely unacceptable or a foreign invading force. They don't want that. The globalists want to make sure they disarm the public, so if they do something really horrendous, we can't resist. And they did this in Nazi Germany. They did it in every nation where a tyrannical government takes over, including Russia, Even in ancient China, that's where the chopsticks comes from. They didn't want people to have knives, so the emperor said, you must eat with chopsticks. You can't eat with a knife anymore.
Well, it's this kind of concern, this fear of the people, that led first to pre-Obamacare disdain for veterans and going after their guns before Obamacare was doing it to everybody. We had what George Bush had signed into law, the Veterans Disarmament Act. And now, as you say, we're dealing with some 260,000, 280,000 veterans whose guns are on the chopping block
right.
because of this phony psychiatric system that has nothing to do with reality, but it is a dandy reason, for going and grabbing people's guns.
Right.
And this is not a message that has been made. We've been saying it at Gun Owners of America. If the Freedom Caucus did, I didn't hear it. Certainly Ryan is not going to point out these kinds of problems. He's perfectly happy to legislate a redux of Obamacare in the form of Ryan Care and leave these anti-gun doors open. And
that's because it's a Rhino, which is a Republican name only. He's a closet globalist, okay? He even supported the international trade before he got stomped on about it. So we have to realize who Ryan is. He's this skonky-eyed phony. And as long as Obama's in the background doing a seditious kind of shadow government, and now we know it's probably Miss Rice, who actually was the one who was the leaker, once they start pulling the thread of this sweater of a shadow government, you're going to see a lot of people, including connections to people inside the Republican Party, who are also collaborators on this. And to me, Ryan is one of the ones that's a top candidate to be a bad guy. I don't see him as a good guy, because even if he negotiated behind the scenes this health care bill, he even recommended that Trump proceed with health care before he went to taxes and infrastructure. I would have done the opposite way. I would have gone to infrastructure and taxes first and then dealt with health care by the fall.
Well, they obviously didn't do that, and I do think you have a point that Ryan has been around legislation in the Congress way too long to have made that mistake because he's flat stupid. I don't buy that.
Oh, no, he's not. He's not stupid. He's evil. Okay, let's call it what it is. One and one still two, and this and other universes. Okay, so you just have to look at the facts, not what he says and the rhetoric he said since he's so-called made up with Trump, because he even canceled after that NBC tape that came out and start criticizing him. And in fact, the lady candidate from, I think, Maine, who also criticized him, lost her seat. Later on, she made up with Trump, and he appointed her somewhere, I think, in one of his cabinet or other positions. But the fact is, Ryan needs to smarten up, because Trump is basically putting him on the chopping block now. He's thinking, okay, you screwed up once, don't screw up again, because I'm watching you now. Trump is
now
a very fast learner.
The problem that we have with Trump is that he is not a conservative. He was an opponent to the establishment, and that's what I think attracted so many of us to him, because we finally had somebody that was willing to say enough. But he doesn't have a well-articulated conservative world view. And so for him to turn around and blame the Freedom Caucus for what the moderates and the Ryans of the world were doing with Obamacare shows that he really doesn't connect some of the dots that need to be connected. And we're
I agree with you. I think he tends to put too much on the Freedom Caucus, when, in fact, I would say they have 20% of the blame, because they were being rigid, too. I mean, they wanted everything.
Thank God they were, but
here's the point. They probably weren't going to get everything, because remember, this is a reconciliation bill that has to go to the Senate. If it could be filibustered, damn it, the Democrats are going to filibuster it. So,
the rules can be changed in the Senate, and you've already indicated that could well happen anyway. The Gorsuch nomination is such.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. I agree with
nuclear.
You. I think that they should consider they may have to put health care through as a nuclear option, but you're right, they probably should be completely abolishing the Obamacare and all of its nasty things like the death panels and the insurance control of things. In fact, this new bill, the primary entitlement wasn't to health care guaranteed prices and controls of premiums. It was to guarantee that if someone couldn't drop their insurance and pick it up 3 months later, if they went beyond 60 days, they're going to get hit with giant penalties. So it was a guarantee to the insurance carriers, don't worry, we're still in your corner, which Trump's really was asking for. It's like, okay, we're not guaranteeing better premiums to the people. We're guaranteeing that you and the insurance business are not going to go out of business.
And, of course, if insurance companies could compete across state lines, we wouldn't have this problem of portability anyway. But I hardly hear any talk about letting real competition in. And as you've indicated, well, that's because the insurance companies would rather not have competition. Thank you very much.
Well, they also don't want to have competition. They also dictate to the doctors and health providers, including chiropractors and everybody, what's, quote, standard of care and what's not, and what's going to be covered and not covered. The dictator is not, you know, even the state medical board, which is bad enough, and they have a bunch of knuckleheads there. It's now more and more the insurance carrier says this is covered, this is not covered, and they have rulemaking that doesn't even make medical sense. It doesn't matter. And so, you know, and this is basically what was going to be protected if we put Ryan Care through. And, you know, and we need to get the insurance carriers out of the doctor's offices and away from the patients, and we need to get the doctors not asking questions from their children if daddy has guns. That's really crazy, isn't it?
It's a very insidious notion that somehow people that have no medical reason for asking such a question are asking those questions and building up a database on the basis answers.
I think we need to say to anybody listening now, if you or your doctor or your children get asked these questions, we need to report them to Gun Owners of America, and we need to form a class action suit against these doctors personally and hit them hard in the pocketbook.
And
if we do that, and I think that if we do that, it'll shut them up, and they won't dare ask these kind of questions, which are medically inappropriate.
Right.
I mean, it would be almost like, let's put it this way, it would be like asking if someone's a specific faith, and then describing how that particular version of faith is going to send you to hell in the middle of a medical interview. That would be that.
Don't let the doctors interview your child alone.
Right.
And child can mean up to and through at least 18 years. It's not 26, but at least in the real world, up through 18 years. Don't let it happen in a vacuum. Be there. And if the doctor does start asking non-medically related questions, doctor, wait a minute, you've gone too far. Am I going to have to find another doctor, or can
we
come to an agreement?
Here's my list of statements I would make to the doctor. Number one, doctor, by that statement, I'm reporting you to the Gun Owners of America, and you're going to be part of a class action suit suing you personally. And there's nothing you can do to stop it now because you've already asked that question and shown your inappropriate behavior. We're finished with you now. We're no longer going to take any medical care from you, but you're being reported, and you're going to be the subject of a class action suit.
Now,
that's what I would say to them.
And we might try to head this off before the interview, before the meeting with the doctor. And
why don't we actually have people that are listeners to bring in a statement to their health providers so they don't just do it to their family, but to any family, whether they're Democrat or Republican. Because people don't understand, why would the government be so interested to disarm the public? Why? It's because the government is planning to do something so horrendous, a violent population response is the only option, and that's not a good thing. We should go to the voting box first and the judicial witness box before we go to the cartridge box. Guns are not to kill people, it's to prevent killing, it's to prevent a tyrannical takeover by a crazy government.
Exactly.
Amazing, hey. So Larry, you're just going to do the next segment.
Brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com. PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency, packaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality store food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Larry, we should do some video sometime, some simulcast on all these issues, because I don't think people grasp that not only Obamacare, but they're different models on the shelf, but they're made at the same manufacturing facility, which is satanic globalism and drug lords like the Bush family. People need to grasp that they're not qualitatively different. As I've used the terms, the demon rats for Democrats and the Republic rats for the rhinos, including maybe, and under my suspicion, Paul Ryan, because I don't really trust that this guy is on the up and up. He's going to have to prove to me that he's not a prostitute for the globalists. He supported...
In the case of Bush, I don't think this was a guy, or is a guy, that wanted to destroy the United States. With Barack Obama, there was no secret. He was talking about fundamentally transforming the country. His mama was a communist. The guy was in love with the Muslim call to prayer.
Oh, yeah, I think George Bush didn't manage anything. The guy that did it was the Prince of Darkness. That's actually the actual name that he insisted being called, Dick Cheney, when he was in the White House. He didn't have 6 or 10 staff. He had like 600, because Dick Cheney was a proxy president. And while George Bushy, which is a burned-out drug addict, was playing footsie with his bisexual trainer or getting a nappy in the afternoon, the guy that was really running the government was the Prince of Darkness, Dick Cheney, who's now opened his yap after his heart transplant and is telling us all kinds of BS. It's just disgusting that this man has a nerve to open his satanic mouth and let more of his vile words of lies spew out of his tongue. Sickening.
And then along comes Obama, who is just absolutely no pretense. He's got Valerie Jarrett as his principal aide.
Oh, yeah.
And she and her daddy are actual members of the Communist Party. I think Jarrett's first language was Farsi.
That's right. She was born in Iran.
Yeah. So this gal has never had, I don't think, a moment's love for the United States at all. She
right.
was interested, I think,
well, was she,
in getting
she
rid
convinced
of the great
Obama to, she convinced Obama to buy this house with a so-called lie that his adoptive daughter, which is not his biological daughter, was going to stay in school there. He's 2 miles from the White House, operating as a shadow government, trying to dissemble with the intel agencies and his deep plants in the deep state, in the media and so on, the Trump administration. And I think Obama, who is a phony, even his brother Malik Obama, who is actually an accountant in America and a dual citizen, is going back and forth. He lives now back in Kenya. He knows that there's actually memorials to the so-called born in Kenya president of the United States, Barack Obama. Even the name Barack
Obama had his publicist when his first book, Dreams of My Father, was published, promote the book as read the Dreams of My Father by Kenyan-born Barack Obama.
Right.
Good night. Whether it's true or not, the fact is
it is true. You can his grandmother will say that. His own biological grandmother will say that and has said it on camera in Kenya. And the birth certificate, if you actually look at it, I talked to an intel agent 4 months ago who actually pulled apart just recently over several years the Barack Obama birth certificate along with, this is totally independent of Sheriff Arpaio, and said this is completely phony. We pulled it apart digitally, and we know Barack Obama, who's, by the way, whose Social Security number is from Connecticut, where he's never lived. It was owned by previously by
That's
a guy
never
who's
been
dead.
Explained.
Never been explained, and it's previously owned by a guy who's been dead for decades. So this guy is a total manufactured. Basically, remember that movie with that Canadian actor? What was it called? It was a 24 reality show called the... I'm trying to remember it now. And basically, people were literally tuning into this guy's life. You know, when he was born, when he first walked, when he had his first baby food. Literally, his entire life was a show. And this is what a Barack Obama is. You can't find his records. As soon as he became president, everything was locked down. You couldn't go as a student and find out, okay, where did he go to school? How were his grades? What did he teach? What did he actually publish in the Law Society when he was so-called a member of the Law Society at Columbia?
You know, and people wouldn't listen to his classmate from Occidental College who said, look, I was a communist back then when Barack and I were both communists.
Right.
And, you know, it's like the guy just never said a word.
It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. And by the way, his version of communism is satanic globalist communism. Basically, like the old Communist Party in Russia says, communism for you, me, socialism for you.
Right. I've got the guns. You do what I say.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, let me urge folks to find us at gunowners.org and get on our email alert list. It's free, and it changes legislation.
Absolutely. Gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today. End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer.
And welcome back. Just got some news items to give you. Number one, just on a major upgrade to my computer with a new MD Athlon chip, so I can now won't max out my processor when we're doing simulcast videos, which we're doing pretty well every day now, and we'll be doing daily, except this Friday and Saturday, where I'll be away to Bear Mountain with my family for a couple days. So we're going to do our wellness firing line on Thursday at the third hour rather than on Friday. I want you to know we've revised things and tuned them up, so here's the procedures. Number one, anybody, even if you're not a customer, that wants to ask for a question or a protocol on anything, I'll give them a starter protocol or even adjustment to down the road, free, no charge. The only time it becomes a medical issue is when the problem is either so complex I need to have records and images and reports and surgical and medical reports and genetic analysis, and I'm going to request that. And number two, so therefore you can have repeat. Number two, if you have a QRMA machine, you may want to buy an upgrade, and we'll work out something, so we'll give you a discount if you want to get a new machine. I had one gentleman recently lost his key, but it turned out that I hadn't been receiving any QRMAs from him doing tests on people. Now, if you just look at these yourself, you're going to be lost and boggled by trying to figure out what supplements to take based on your QRMA. So don't do it. It's free. If you bought one for you and your family, there's no charge at all to get an updated analysis at any time, now or in the next year or two. It only becomes, quote, a business when you actually do someone and someone else, and they require a consultation that you need to fill in the history form with me, purchase two time units, which is two times 150, for me to review their medical records, their 11-page history form, and to merge it with their QRMA and decide if they need other testing, including 23andMe and Prometheus, genetic SNP analysis, organic acids, heavy metals, whatever it is, in order to figure out what's wrong, or to direct their doctor to do specific tests or investigations. So I'll give an example. I had a person the other day who asked me about their friend who had cancer. And, you know, I often get these questions, but sometimes I get a big surge of them. And so this one lady, we'll call her Mrs. T, Miss T, that's your first letter of her first name, asked about her niece, Miss S, who has very bad cancer. It's a particularly aggressive one called a rhombosarcoma, basically a muscle tumor. And I said, look, start with our core anti-cancer protocol, which is malignant block and ellagic acid to cause apoptosis of cancer cells and repair DNA. High-dose power C and full vitamin K2 literally paralyzes and puts the body into an alkaline state, which cancer doesn't like at all. That's the core four things to start with. We could add other things, but that's a core. Then I want them to send me images, reports, and history. And they need to purchase a consult because you get a complex case of cancer. I can't just rattle off a protocol. And unfortunately, when I do that without doing a consultation, people don't follow my recommendations. And it may mean they need to go to Brzezinski Clinic or the Isles Clinic. They may need to do other things here or in other countries like Germany, where I've been referring for 25 years people to go for gene-based cancer treatments. So here's the warning to you. If you don't listen to me when I give you recommendations, you will suffer, and many of you will die prematurely. Now, that's not to be arrogant. It's to mean I'm qualified to tell you that if you listen, you're going to do much better. Even if you're doing conventional treatment, if you take my anti-cancer nutraceuticals, even if you do conventional chemo because you're a VA and you don't have the money to go $250,000 to go to Brzezinski, don't worry. We'll pray for you. We'll give you the best supplements, and you're much more likely to survive even your conventional treatment if you take the NutriMeds. So that's how it works. It works means I'm doing everything I can to make this a ministry. For example, I had a person that had a very bad yellow fever reaction. And you would not believe, I mean, the long list, I could literally take a couple minutes just to tell you the horrific things that have happened to this individual who happens to be a Christian minister. And to turn off the cytokines, that person's going to need high-dose power C. We're talking about at least 6 to 9 capsules 3 times a day made in a smoothie. Cell detox glutathione to turn off the hydroperoxy radical. Gamma A plus to turn off the nitroperoxy radical. And cell defense to turn off the cytokines, because remember now, it's not the pathogen or the vaccine that kills you or makes you horrendously ill. It's your own cytokines that your body releases. So when you have a Rocky Mountain spotted fever or a flu or a sepsis, whether it's bacterial, gram-negative, or fungal, you're not dying from the pathogen. And this is a message to you doctors out there that think you know better than Dr. Deagle. You don't. And I don't care if you're an ID specialist. It's your own cytokines, and I can actually prove it to you by measuring, as the patient's getting worse in the ICU, their actual biological cytokine levels like IFN gamma, free radical markers like 8-hydroxy-2'-deoxyguanosine, T-bars or oxidized fatty acids, etc., and prove to you it's not the pathogen that kills you, it's your own immune system. Okay? So get a life. I can prove it to you. That's why our current treatments in the ICU and so on need a change. We're not just dealing with antipathogenics. We need to calm the nervous system. And by the way, steroids won't do it. They're not sufficient to shut off the immune system. But things like high-dose power C and other nutraceuticals and first shots of free radicals do shut off the cytokine storm that'll kill you. Okay? So get with the program. I had one gentleman who was trying to give me a misdiagnosis recently. And, of course, he had lifted something really heavy at 74 up the hill and to stairs up to his upper apartment or something, and ended up in a cardiac unit with open-heart surgery, and they were going to do valve replacement. They just put some rings in there. But he tried to tell me that was all that was wrong. It was nothing else. I said, well, I want certain tests done by your cardiologist, which they hadn't. They were sloppy. It was just like, my gosh, man. He did the tests, and he came back. He had systolic dilatory cardiomyopathy, very bad vascular disease of his heart, which, by the way, they still hadn't done the high-speed CT scan or a CT scan or a pharmacological treadmill, which I also asked him to do, and I wanted a rheologic blood viscometry test and a lipid electrophoresis, which is far more accurate than the stupid test called the NMR spectroscopy to look at lipid fractions based on calculations. And the nastiest fraction that'll kill you is small particle HDL. It's not VLDL3. It's also things like trans fats, which they don't measure, and the essential fatty acid ratios, which will protect you from vascular disease because they're anti-inflammatory. And if you don't know what those are, by the way, the new QRMA panel does have that in this test that actually look at all these different lipid fractions, harmonic resonant pattern. So if you have an older QRMA machine, upgrade. We'll give you a deal on a new one if you've already purchased one, but the deal means, for God's sake, send in your test. People are not sending in their tests as frequently as they should for themselves or others. And we're not talking about every week. I had one gentleman got him, and he was sending in them every week. It's like, no, send them in once a month or once every 2 months, because it's pointless to measure it every week. You want to measure it once a month and say, are you making progress? And plus also a history as to what's better and what's not better. And then if I need to do specific blood tests, urine, stool, genetic tests, I'll tell you which ones to do. Most of the time you can order them yourself, and we can actually get concrete data. I mean, I call it like, you know, biological woodwork. Measure twice, cut once. Don't assume that Dr. Deagle's just going to do this because I have a wizard hat on or I'm a medical empath, which I am a medical empath. I want concrete tests to prove to you on a physical level to you and your doctors that I know what I'm talking about. So whether it's heart disease or cancer or some other problem, I want to know what your cancer markers show. I want to know what your lipid fractions are. I want to know what your CT scan shows about unstable plaque in specific arteries. I want to know what your B-scan ultrasound of your carotid artery is and how many millimeters of plaque you have ready to blow up your middle cerebral artery to block your brain and cause you to have a cerebral stroke. Okay? I don't want guesswork. I want facts. Okay? And most doctors are as sloppy as anything. If I just wanted to go into medical law, I do medical legal right now. I usually on tap two or three cases at any one time going on. And believe me, once they find Dr. Deagle's involved, they usually cave. They're terrified of dealing with me. And I don't even have to go to court. I just have to review the records and do an analysis. And let me tell you, if the other side Googles my name and realizes what I'll do to them in court, they do not want to fight me. Doesn't happen, okay? That's the facts. Now, one of the things I want to mention to you is we also have all kinds of technologies coming online. Now, I pulled temporarily the frequencies that we were putting out for, because we just had a few, but we're going to add ones for the eyes. Those will be giving back up. I'm working, the technician and scientists were away from their parent company in New Mexico that makes the Lumen Photon. I'm trying to get the engineers to rework it so the newer devices will have a 3.5 frequency jack so I can download through the an MP3 frequency on your iPhone or iPad or computer directly into your Lumen machine so you can have your iPhone and just download the frequency, and on the on phase of the lights we can create what's called harmonic resonance circuit to entrain your tissues to heal, okay? You also can get a device to broadcast the frequency or create a microcurrent right now, I think under $100 at Less EMF. So if you want to get the MP3 frequencies, you can contact me. We still have them out there, but I think $22 a piece, and there's no extra charges. You just get the frequency. And we're designing them based on the harmonic resonant minerals. They're the key for each particular illness. That's all it is. It's the mineral resonant frequencies based on the actual frequency mapping based on research from physicists like Linus Pauling and my other colleagues are working in atomic resonance research and physics. Okay? So, not my research, it's theirs. And I've just managed to incorporate it into my advanced medical quantum physics. We have, it's funny. I got one gentleman here. Obviously, he's listening enough to realize he didn't want to get poisoned by his own doctor. So, his doctor was going to give him diclofenac, which is an anti-inflammatory, and they wanted to give him a proton pump inhibitor to protect himself from the bad effects of the NSAIDs. Now, when you take an NSAID, like ibuprofen, the actual published literature shows a 31% increased risk of having a heart attack if you take ibuprofen. Some are even higher. In fact, there was one that was really bad back in the 90s, where there was like a 50 to 75% chance that you're going to have a heart attack if you take this damn anti-inflammatory, because it blocked protective prostaglandins for the blood vessels in the heart. So never, ever use non-steroidals. Ever. And we can use Inflamex, which is a Wobenzym N formula with serapeptase, or the straight serapeptase, which is called seraflazyme. And then use, for example, for your joints, joint performance to resurface the joint surface, and arthritics, which is going to stop the type 2 collagen attack by your lymphocytes. Now we have tendon mender that modifies the tenocytes. We've got Mountain Red Velvet to help supply all the building blocks to build the glycosaminoglycan joint cartilage surface, the fluid layers, the elastin, et cetera, et cetera. There's no excuse for using toxic, dangerous drugs that actually precipitate a stroke or heart attack. Ever. So this is on my never list, okay? The never list includes calcium channel blockers. I had a gentleman the other day that wanted me to send him the literature so they could convince their doctor. No, no. Here's my procedure. If your doctor disagrees when you make a statement that's a legalism, because I'm quoting literature that's published, you need to ask them, the doctor, if Dr. Deagle can contact them, not the other way around, and I need their phone, their Skype, and their time windows when it's best to call them, either mobile number or their office number, and I will do it. When you do that, most of the time, 99.9% of the time, they'll stop arguing with you, and I'll be posting up literature on issues like this or putting up a protocol to show you, here's the damn literature. When you use calcium channel blockers, your skull pulls away from your now shrinking brain and your IQ will drop 30 to 50 points in 5 years by using calcium channel blockers. Okay? So you need to understand when I'm saying these things, it's not my damned opinion. It's published literature by a collective of doctors and scientists that have done the CT scans and said, oh my God, look at this. It's an OMG moment. Okay? So it's not open to anybody's damned opinion. It's published literature that's been confirmed in the open media in medical circles. Okay? So when I say these things, the best attack to anybody who disagrees with you on a medical, geopolitical, spiritual issue is, let me be the attack dog. Okay? Get their phone number, their Skype, and a time window when I can call them. And most of the time, especially if they Google my name or start listening to the program, realize I really don't want to have Dr. Deagle call and argue with him because he's going to make me feel really stupid, and I will. Because they're misquoting the literature, which I can send them, or I will give them logic, whether it's a spiritual or another issue that will show that whatever they or their church or whoever their pundit they're following is telling them a lie, I will prove to them that they're wrong and it's dangerous. Because a lot of these things are dangerous. The belief systems in America, by and large, our educational system doesn't teach inductive or deductive logic. And they believe in this niceness doctrine where everybody has a right to an opinion. No, they don't, actually. Everybody has a right to make a statement, even if you don't, quote, have qualified and have a PhD, whatever, if you can support it with evidence and logic. I don't care if you got grade 3. If you can prove to me something that I don't know, please do it. Because I want to learn. I'm like a 3-year-old that's pulling on mommy and daddy's shirt and saying, mommy, I don't think that's true. Can you tell me why? Okay? Okay, so that's why my first word of 6 months was no. It wasn't mommy or daddy. It was the word no. Because I realized from the time I was a little child that most even adults, what they were telling me wasn't true. Okay? And now as an adult with many, many years of experience and asking 10,000 times more questions than any other human being on earth, I can tell you I'm really disturbed by people accepting the so-called status quo and not asking really good questions. In fact, never believe in what I say until you've done three things. Number one, ask better questions, which you need to do yourself because you're going to only own whatever portion of the truth based on your questions. Number two, research yourself and see if it cross-correlates with what I'm saying or the literature I point out or videos, whatever. And number three, once you've accepted whatever portion you understand you consider is true, do something about it. Tell someone else, maintain a dialogue, post it up, and defend it. But don't attack the messenger because you don't like the message. Simply say, hey, this is starting point. Deagle is X amount of millions of light years down the road. I don't give a damn. I think what he said might have made part truth to me. Ask a few questions. Whatever you can find is your portion of the truth. That's good. And then once you've found evidence that it's true, take action on it. You don't have to be where I am. In fact, please don't. Don't accept anything I say as the truth, the gospel, whatever, until you've researched it and prayed on it. And if you do, and you own the truth, and we'll have more active Americans and people worldwide listening, you will become an agent for good. And that's what God wants you to do. God wants you to pray on things, consult Him, consult the Bible, look at the truth and say, is this true or not? And when it is, like our government supporting ISIS and ISIL, our government not wanting to face the facts that we have, quote, entitlements of the right of access to affordable, reasonable health care that actually extends human lifespan, doesn't poison us with toxic polypharmacy or unnecessary procedures, that we're doing regime change in countries where we have no business doing it, and that we're not facing things like the persecution and murder of Christians in the Middle East through multiple regimes, including not only Barack Obama, but George Bush, when we started these illegal wars in Iraq. Okay, so we have to understand that unless we face that there's not only evil out there, but there's evil in here by our ignorance and our permission to let evil abound, we are collaborating with it by saying, hey, America's always great, Republican Party's always great, George Bush was great, we really had an attack by Saudi Arabia that did 9/11 on a self-inflicted wound, but even the king of Saudi Arabia tells us, and yet we don't want to question that. Okay? Question everything. When you find the truth will set you free if you pursue it like a wild animal pursuing bleeding prey. Okay? And don't accept anything I say, but once you've got the truth, do something about it. Don't attack the messenger because we say something that bothers you. Okay?
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have, after the show, I'm hoping that I can track down Ann Morrison. We're going to do a simulcast from her Friday show. And tomorrow afternoon, we'll be doing one after the show with Jim Fetzer, dealing with all the issues of what's coming up this week with the nuclear option and Gorsuch, the meeting with Xi from China, the issues of what's going to happen with the agenda to get the abolition of Obamacare finalized now that Rand Paul's on side. They're running around the House, you know, before they're trying to get a hold of the Ryan Care bill that was hidden and in a vault with his copy machine running around the hill. I mean, this is beyond ridiculous. But now that Ryan has been exposed, he better behave himself or there'll be a call within the party to get rid of him. So a couple things I want to mention here in the news. Top Obamacare advisor sought names of Trump associates and intel. Now it's been revealed that the NSA, that it was Susan Rice, the advisor, and she tried to pretend that she was not doing this, but she was asking for the identities of U.S. persons in raw intelligence reports on dozens of occasions that connected to Donald Trump. And this had nothing to do with Russia. So Susan Rice is the one. We also have her denying in flashbacks that she knew nothing about the unmasking of officials back in March. So here's a liar. And again, this is going to come directly closer and closer to finally getting the Abominator and Valerie Jarrett. Okay, so they're going to go down in flames, and this is going to get ugly. The next thing that's going on, too, is Washington's blessing telecom giants can mine your web history. That's not acceptable. The public needs to revolt against, whether it's Democrat or Republican parties. It's been going on for some time with tech giants like, you know, Amazon, et cetera, and Google. This isn't okay. In fact, you can be going on and doing a search engine, like my wife, for example, is looking for something for a piece of furniture, and it pops up because she was sharing an account with me for a while before she got her own on Amazon, because I have an Amazon, you know, top account if I want to get some specific piece of equipment or something that I need for exercise, whatever, and it pops up on my search. So this is not okay. It's not okay. It's not okay to totally have us under surveillance all the time, and we need to deal with that. So that's a major issue. We also have Priebus talking about Obamacare overall. It's time for the GOP to start governing, which means behind the scenes they need to come together. My guess is they'll just change the order of legislation. They're going to deal with the tax bill. They're going to deal with the infrastructure. But the health bill, I think, is going to come back before the summer recess. And when they do table a new bill, it'll be Republicans only because the Democrats want to obstruct it and resist it every stage of the way. I saw one of these idiots on the Bill Maher show. And Bill Maher, by the way, is an obscene human being. I mean, he really is a clown. And he exaggerates and lies. He had, for example, Roger Stone on the program the other day. And I couldn't believe in the disrespect shown to Roger. And Roger, of course, is a tough guy. He comes back swinging at Bill Maher, and Bill Maher literally was out of his depth, so he just starts trying to chuckle it off. Well, Roger managed to get a few what I call haymakers geopolitically and verbally on Bill Maher, so Bill didn't get away with it. Okay? That's the facts. So whether you're a Democrat or Republican, Roger Stone says, you know, I got abused by the media and accused and put in a position where he could have been, you know, put before a committee and actually charged with a felony of collaborating with the Russians, which is totally false. No evidence whatsoever of collaboration, but there is with the Democrats, with 75,000 shares for Podesta, with big speaking fees for Bill Clinton, and the foundation kickback money for a nuclear deal to get 20% of the uranium to the Russians. The Democrats have more than a little bit to hide. That's why they're putting such a fury over this Russian connection. It's ridiculous. It's evil. It's sedition, and there's people that need to go to jail. And when they start with Susan Rice and move down and up, there's a lot of people going to go to the big house. Think of it. It's coming for you. We're coming for you now.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL, for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.